It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
One. It's time for the Rundown with Rob Sanders.
Well, we're waiting.
Welcome into the Rundown on Fox Sports Radio 1400 around the world on the iHeartRadio app. My name is Rob Sanders. Thanks for joining us today. Got a great show planned for you as we will get it started today with a visit from friend of the program, gentleman who does a very good job at picking games, especially in the NFL, Mr. Tyler Crowder, host of Kicking It with Crowder. Tyler, what's up?
What's up, Rob? Thanks for having me on, man.
Yeah, man, getting jacked up tonight for the opening of the NFL season. I mean, I know that's it's kind of crazy, but not really the opener I want to see with Tampa playing Dallas, though.
Yeah, surprisingly, they did put the Cowgirls on Thursday night, but at the end of the day, you know, you do get to, a lot of fans will be happy when Tom Brady and the Buccaneers put a slaughter on Dak Prescott and the Cowboys tonight. So, I mean, there's a silver lining to it.
All right, well, you're a noted Atlanta Falcons apologist, so we'll talk about them in a moment. But let's talk about the college football slate as we roll along today. What was your biggest shock from last weekend? And don't say UCLA.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, just the Clemson-Georgia game was that low scoring, you know. I thought everyone thought it would be a pretty good game, and it was an okay game. I mean, if you like defense and that sort of thing, but I mean, it was just unbelievable that watching those two teams go back at it, and you know, it was really separated by the interception, the pick six. So that was shocking to me. You could also, you know, Indiana getting beat, you know, like they did against Iowa was shocking to me. You know, Oklahoma, Tulane, how close that was, especially after the game was supposed to be in New Orleans and, you know, got moved to Oklahoma, and Oklahoma almost found a way to lose that ball game. So, I mean, there was a lot of intriguing matchup. Ole Miss, you know, the ACC had a tough time opening weekend, so they looked to bounce back. And also the Florida State-Notre Dame game. I think you ask anybody, Florida State, you know, came to play against Notre Dame, and yes, there are no moral victories, but they did look a lot better than they have in the last few years.
So are you buying or selling on certain teams? I mean, do you have a team that you're really up on after their performance over the weekend that's not named Alabama?
You know what? I mean, UCLA, you mentioned them earlier. This is a team who has 11 seniors on defense. You know, their quarterback has been in the system now for 3 or 4 years. They have the transfer running back from Michigan. I mean, this team, I mean, you have to circle the Oregon and the USC matchup. But, I mean, if the Pac-12 is looking for a team to, you know, go to the playoff, you already have that win against LSU, albeit, yes, LSU isn't what they were in 2019. But, I mean, it's still a very good win against an SEC opponent. They have that win. If they can take care of business and beat Oregon, and also beat USC at the end of the year, I mean, you could be looking at a possible playoff Cinderella team who just made a run in the Final Four, UCLA did. Now they could be making, you know, a run to the Final Four in football. So that is an interesting team to watch for me, Chip Kelly. Not sure if they'll do it, but, I mean, they have a chance for sure.
All right, let me ask you this question about LSU. You mentioned them and the win that UCLA picked up over them. Could we be looking at a reincarnation of Gene Chizik down in Baton Rouge with Ed Orgeron? Ride a, you know, a generational type quarterback, sort of like Gene Chizik did with Cam Newton. He did the Orgeron did the same thing with Joe Burrow, but it's been kind of flat after that. Do you think that that's a fair comparison?
100% fair, and also 100%. He is on the hot seat. I mean, it's no, the fans down there. I mean, it's crazy that that was only what they beat Clemson, what, 18 months ago, 20 months ago.
I mean, they've gone from national champion to the outhouse in a matter of 18 months.
Yeah. And it's just crazy to see. I mean, let's be honest. Ed Orgeron really hasn't been able to find his quarterback yet. I mean, yes, he was able to go get Joe Burrow in the transfer portal, and that worked out tremendously for him. And they just had talent. It just all came together, you know, at the right time. But, you know, at the end of the day, is Ed Orgeron going to be able to recruit and win with his guys and, you know, get LSU over the top now against – look, Alabama isn't going anywhere. Alabama is going to be – Alabama until Nick Saban steps away. Let's just be honest. They're going to be in the conversation every single year. Then you also have to play Auburn if you're LSU. You also have to play Florida every year. Those are three really tough games every single year. Then you sprinkle in an Ole Miss who, I'm going to be honest with you, Ole Miss, LSU, you better watch out if I'm LSU in that matchup. So, I mean, yes, that's totally fair. And Ed Orgeron better watch out. And I wouldn't be shocked if he got fired midseason. Would not shock me at all if he was fired.
The contract for him, he's got, I think it's 4 years left, like $24 million. That's what it would cost for LSU to part ways with him. They do have the new athletic director down there, and I don't know if that's the way that they want to go. But it's really weird to see, hey, this guy was on top of the mountain. He was on 60 Minutes, for God's sakes. I mean, literally, you don't really see that very often. And now they're talking about throwing him to the curb. What a mess.
Off the field issues as well. some lawsuits he's mentioning, some sexual harassment cases. So that's another thing to keep an eye on. It's not just the football field. It's off the field stuff, too. So, yes, they play McNeese State this week. I mean, they'll probably get back on track. But if LSU, if Ed Orgeron wants to keep his job, I mean, he pretty much has to go 9-3, something like that, 10-2 this year. They've already lost one game. They play Alabama, they play Auburn, they play Florida. I already said that. So, I mean, we'll see what happens.
Well, but, you know, the other thing, too, he's squaring off against his son this weekend. His son plays for McNeese. So it's
exactly.
Like, you know, your heart's all over the place. You're trying to keep your job, but – hey, I got to go coach against my son. Yeah, I'm not buying all that, man. I'm not buying all that. Tony online says chatter
on
from
the Ed Orgeron right now.
Yeah, chatter from the still flooded bayous is that Coach O is on the thinnest of ice. And I don't mean to mock the folks that are down there. I've got some folks that follow the show that have messaged me and said, "Hey, we're at day 12 without power." It's just insane what storms can do down there, but God bless those people that are down there still dealing with that. All right, let's get back to the football, though. You know, you mentioned Orgeron still looking for a quarterback. Here's the big thing with that. Do you think that you have to have an elite-type quarterback now to win the college football playoff? When you look at the last winners of it, you know, Alabama had a Mac Jones who's starting for the Patriots. You know, of course, you go with Joe Burrow. And then before that, you're with Trevor Lawrence. You look at
Deshaun Watson.
I mean, it's just a long line of you have to have currently. Do you think you really need that top flight quarterback to win the CFP?
Yeah, and you got to be able to outscore people. You're not going to see 14-10 type games. You're not going to see 13-2 like you saw Oklahoma and FSU back in 2000. I mean, those type games are just something of the past. They're not going to happen anymore. So, yeah, you have to also have the quarterback, but you have to also have the skill position type guys and a good enough defense just to make, you know, an interception or a fumble. Have, you know, just a few stops in a game can be the difference. So, yes, I think you have to have the elite quarterback, you know, first round type guy, and then, you know, yeah, some skill players, and then you have to have that one or two playmakers on your defense that can kind of push you over the top and make a play, you know, when you really need to have one made. But, yeah, man, totally. When you look at those quarterbacks you just mentioned, and then just getting into the playoff too.
Right. You have to have a really good quarterback. You can look at the set that was in there, Justin Fields and Kyler Murray and all of these guys that that make the playoffs. It's like, I mean, I guess the only outlier was, what, Ian Book last year making it for Notre Dame? And I'm not really knocking him.
He still got picked third round too, you know, but he's not, he wasn't a first round type guy.
Well, with that, what are the quarterbacks you think that can lead a team to a title? I mean, Spencer Rattler has to be on the list. Could you go with the young man from Iowa State or?
Yeah, Purdy. I mean, Purdy could. My playoff prediction this year was I had Georgia, so JT Daniels, had Alabama, Bryce Young, had Iowa State, Brock Purdy, and I had Clemson, DJ. You know, so those four guys, you know, looking at all those guys, all four of those guys are going to get drafted. Rattler probably going to be the highest pick out of all of them. Also, DJ could go, you know, number one or, you know, top five in a couple of years. But, yeah, you look at all those guys, you're going to have a top quarterback. And then also that translates to the Heisman Trophy conversation. You know, I think Bryce Young is a guy, if you're looking at maybe a future type bet right now to get some, you know, 6-1 odds, 8-1 odds, something like that. You put $100 and win $800. I mean, Bryce Young, this Alabama football team, they're going to be in the thick of things come December. And I would not be shocked at all if Bryce Young leads Alabama to a 12-0 season or, you know.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
11-1 type season, gets in and the SEC championship, wins that, and goes to the playoff and wins the Heisman Trophy. That's the big name to watch. Yeah, just last week my two names were Spencer Rattler and DJ, but after watching that, what Alabama did to Miami and what that performance looked like for Bryce Young, I think he kind of shoots up to the top of the leaderboard for me as a guy who you really, really have to watch out for this
year.
Well,
and Uiagalelei, I mean, I think he just wants to go out there and have a good start. I mean, he got manhandled by that Georgia defense, not exactly the way that they wanted it to go. I mean, and the sad thing is that they're playing South Carolina State this weekend. He'll be lucky to play past the first quarter. So, and it's just, you know, we're not going to know the full book on Uiagalelei until they play a team like Boston College, maybe Florida State later on in the season. But the jury will still be out.
And that's the thing, Florida State's a much improved team. I think the Florida State-Clemson matchup will be one of the better matchups they've had in years. I mean, they haven't had a good game since 2015, if you really think – 2016, you really think about it. The last couple of years have been blowouts. So ACC needs that second-tier team, that other team to compete right there with Clemson. Well,
it was supposed to be North Carolina, but it's not happening.
Exactly. And Boston College. We were ACC media together, Robbie, and everything you're hearing from, you know, Jeff Hasley and the quarterback, I mean, they are just Boston College is a team I really am high on and could give teams a lot of trouble this year.
Right. All right, well, we'll see how that matchup goes. Can you give us your pick against the spread tonight with the Cowboys and the Bucks? Because, you know, I think the betting favorite is Tampa Bay to win their second straight Super Bowl, but what's your pick for tonight's matchup?
I mean, 8.5 points. I mean, if you want to buy a point and get it down to maybe 7.5 and look for like a 10, you know, just to give you that extra point. But it's going to be very hard for me to pick a Cowboys team who, you know, last year just went out there and just did not play very well. And then you have Tom Brady. And, you know, yes, the Bucks and Tom Brady normally start slow, but he's actually won the most games of to start a season in NFL history. So I'm going with Tom Brady in this one. You know, I'll take them, you know, 7.5, 8, depending on where you get them at. But I definitely like the Buccaneers in this one. And, yes, Dallas may score a couple points, but also the under, you know, something to look out for there. Opening game of the season, all you need is, you know, maybe, you know, to start slow and, you know, maybe be 7-3, 10-3 at halftime, something like that, then you're pretty solid on the under. But, yeah, I'm taking the Buccaneers on this one. Can't go with the Cowgirls on this one, but definitely like the Buccaneers.
All right, Tyler Crowder, host of Kicking It with Crowder. Tell folks where they can find your show, buddy.
Yeah, so Kicking It with Crowder, I'm on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, pretty much anywhere you get, you know, podcasts, Apple, Spotify, all that, guys. And, yeah, check it out.
All right,
appreciate
Tyler.
It.
Hey, man, thanks for joining us on the show, buddy. We appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
All right, Rob. Thanks, man.
There you go. I don't know if I'm buying the whole thing with Tampa tonight. I think it might be a closer game than people think. Dallas has to make a, you know, make a statement, but, you know, you never really know, man. The NFL is, like, so crazy hard to bet because, you know, it's just so many things go into it. But we will be following that game this evening. If you follow me on Twitter, you'll see some of my commentary on that. And, of course, no Thursday night college matchup. Kind of weird. You do have a college matchup tomorrow night. Wait for it. Wait for it. Who is it? Well, it is, of course, the Sun Belt champion, Coastal Carolina Chanticleers, taking on America's lovable loser, the Kansas Jayhawks. What a gong show that program is. Coastal Carolina is favored by 25 points over a team from the Big 12. Tell me, growing up, if, especially if you're here in our state, in the Palmetto State, you ever thought that you would have a Coastal Carolina team as a 25-point favorite over any team from a Power 5 conference? That game's going to be a laugher tomorrow night. Anyway, quick break and we come back. We'll have more for you here on The Rundown. Follow me on Twitter, Matt Rob Sounds Good. We'll be right back. Welcome back to The Rundown on Fox Sports Radio 1400 around the world on the iHeartRadio app. Out to the phones we go, 803-978-1832. What's up, man? What you got for the program?
Let me explain something to you, you marshmallow of a man. I can't imagine the disappointment that your parents must have felt all through your younger years.
Every
you know,
time my dad inside, sees me, he wishes he had another quarter. Let's just put it that way.
Well, I've tried to put my finger on it all through the offseason, and after listening to you this week, I'm like, you know what it is? I kind of feel dumb for not pointing it out earlier, but you're just not that bright. You're really not.
You are. You are my favorite eunuch, sir. So I would love to hear your comments.
Well, you have made. I thought after the game you'd have been like, "Hey, good job. You beat us fair and square." It's been anything but. And then I watch. All I heard was injuries are no excuse. Injuries are no excuse. Then I watch you and what's his name pick them. And every other game was, oh, I don't know about that. They got a lot of injuries. So do they matter or do they not?
Well, we're talking about against the spread, sir. We're trying to win a contest here.
Yeah,
this is complicated for you. I understand. Putting numbers together is hard. One comes first, then two, then three, then four. You normally read from left to right and go from top to bottom. Do you need more help?
Rob, that's one step away from I'm rubber, you're glue. What kind of infantile joke book do you go through before you hit the
air? You started your call calling me a marshmallow man, and you're mocking me for telling you that you read from left to right and up and down? Really? Is that where we're going? Come on now.
The ironic thing is,
as the season goes on, I think your preseason work was much better than your midseason work. I hope you get better as we get into conference play, because you're really starting to bore me.
I could say the opposite for you, sir. You have, since the season has started, I don't want to use the wrong, the politically incorrect term here.
You can't find the words here. My goodness, man. Come on.
Well, I can, but they're not air friendly. So,
okay, fair enough.
Listen, you've made every excuse for Clemson after this thing, and then you always end your little diatribe by saying, "Well, I'm not taking anything away from Georgia." Yes, you are. You've been doing
I didn't take
it
anything away from the Georgia defense. What exactly would you like me to say, sir, that JT Daniels was the absolute best ever, even though they didn't score a touchdown? Or I gave credit to the Georgia defense, probably the best defense Clemson's seen in the past, I don't know, 10 years. What else do you need, sir? Are you the pretty girl that needs to be told that you're pretty all the time for that little bit of reassurance? Is that what you need?
Are all women the same in that regard?
Well,
yes, we do.
Valid, sir.
Yes, but ever since the game, the excuse making, you have ramped it up in order, and you're still coming off, you're not coming off this Kirby Smart's not a top 20. Sir, do you realize how bad that makes Dabo look?
I don't. And once again, you're asking me if I care on that front. And there's a warehouse at back that had all the cares that I once had, and it's empty. I don't like Kirby Smart. I don't understand why you can't just grasp that. Stop trying to make me to like something that I'm just not going to like.
You don't have to like it. I don't like Dabo, but I know he's a top five coach.
You don't have to say that. You can say, you know what, I don't like the way Dabo Swinney handles the media. I don't like the way he sits down at game day and he talks about how they have refrigerators cooling his butt. You can say things like that, and it's okay. Nobody's going to think less of you. You can think for yourself, sir. It's all right.
That little McDonald's playhouse that Dabo put in you guys' facility, that's very Michael Jackson Never Never Land-esque. I'd be a little concerned about that, by the way.
Sure.
But no, here's the bigger issue. Here's what I would be concerned about if I'm Clemson, if I'm an absolute idiot tater.
Yeah.
We now news comes out that JT Daniels couldn't throw the ball further than 30 yards. He had some kind of an upper body injury on top of everything else we had going on. Here's what I would say if I were a Clemson fan. Man, can you imagine if all of those future NFLers had been on the field, what they would have beat us by?
Oh, goodness.
That's just facts. That's facts. I know you're allergic to them, but those are facts.
What's facts and what you're not taking away from the game is how outstanding your defense was. That's the problem that top defense that you had with those big, huge defensive tackles that were just moving people around. Why can't you give them the respect they deserve? What's wrong with you? Do you want to have such a good offense so bad that you're gonna overlook the best part of your team?
Sir?
What?
Would any of them have been able to do that in street clothes from the sideline? That's my point. The defense was good because they were in pads. They were there. They were able to play. The offense was not. And you can't admit it.
You think you win by 40. Oh, my goodness. I'd rather have that defensive line than any of the guys that are stuck to the training table that you've been talking about. If you told me I could have anything from Georgia, I would take that defensive line, as dominant as they were, over pretty much anybody that you've got that's sitting on the sidelines getting taped up.
I will say this. Answer this question honestly. Is that the best you've ever seen Georgia's defense look?
In a game against a power opponent, yes, sir.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's the best Clemson defense that they've played since back in the glory days of Florida State when they had Darnell Dockett and all those guys.
When did Will Muschamp join the staff?
He's not supposed to be coaching the defense. Do you know something I don't?
Will Muschamp had his fingerprints all over that defense.
Get the hell out of here. Maybe he should have helped them with missing the field goal and muffing the punt and everything else.
Yeah, funny you bring that up. Didn't you guys kind of screw up on special teams a few times, like running into the punter?
I didn't really play, the Clemson special teams, they didn't have it was not a very good night for Clemson at all. You can make an argument the defense was pretty good, but I can do whatever I want. I'm not playing. That's what I do here.
Obviously, I'm not getting through to that giant, chunky head, so I'll try again tomorrow.
I prefer pumpkin head, sir. If you're going to call up and make accusations against my head, we will use the terminology that my daughter uses. She calls me a pumpkin head. So make sure when you call back, that's what you use. We'll go with pumpkin head. Giant pumpkin head is fine, too.
Noted, sir.
Thank
43
you, sir.
And 18.
Have a great day, sir. Don't die in traffic. Megan joining us on the program, the noted Georgia apologist. Georgia could have lost by like 60 points the other night, and he would have called up and said, well, this person was injured and that person was injured, and Clemson had guys on steroids and everything else. Some of the other folks online, Hollis says, this guy is absolutely pathetic. What a life. Oh, my goodness. Here we go. Back out to the phones. Welcome into the rundown. Good afternoon.
Hey, Rob. It's going to be a big weekend this week.
Yeah, man. What you got for the show today?
Going to the Coastal game Friday, going to the Clemson game Saturday, and then making
the
trek to see the Panthers play.
You're going to wear out the tailgate equipment, sir.
Oh, man. Do you think we'll go 3-for-3 with, you know, Coastal and Clemson and Carolina?
Who are the Panthers playing? I haven't checked out the Panthers.
The Jets. Team.
Oh, well, that's a win.
You think it's – hey, we have Sam Darnold, though.
I think the Panthers will win that game. I'll have some NFL picks tomorrow. I don't pick the Jets for anything. And that I mean, I goof a lot on this show, but that is quite possibly the most worst-run franchise across all sports. I'm serious. It's just silly. But Coastal will win. Clemson wins. You should go 3-for-3.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're going to go to see Coastal because we heard their student body's got a great chant going on right now.
What is that chant?
It has to do with our president.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
We don't need to put that out there, too.
Yeah, well, that's a Citadel game.
How can I be like one of your sons and come tailgate? I want to go to all three games. What do I got to do? Do I got to cook or something? How's that working out?
No, we got to cook.
Oh, well, then I'm trying to do something so I can be viable to the I can load and unload things. Come on, man. He's like, I ain't taking your Chuck Noss to there. It's like, I ain't checking your Chuck Noss to tailgate with me.
We got plenty of food. Yeah, we're going to tailgate. We're going to tailgate at Clemson. We're going to tailgate at Panthers game.
That's going to be cool, man. Yeah, it should
be. It's going to be a long weekend.
It's going to be a very long weekend. You're going to sleep well Sunday night.
And I actually have a core injury, you know, like the Georgia quarterback has. I don't know if I'll make it.
be tough to do those 12-ounce curls in the parking lot.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll be able to do it.
All right, man. Well, good luck.
You should have
all of your three matchups there. The only one that might bite you might be the Panthers game, but I think the Panthers will have too much.
All right, man. Thanks.
Thanks a lot. All right, 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832 is the number to call if you'd like to join us here on The Rundown on Fox Sports Radio 1400. Welcome back to The Rundown on Fox Sports Radio 1400 around the world on the iHeartRadio app. My name is Rob Sanders. You can join me here on the program at 803-978-1832. 803-978-1832. Our last caller is going to three games this weekend. I admire his wallet and his ability to map out that much time. That is a lot of football in 3 days. So, yeah, going to be interesting. He should be a winner, though. Coastal Carolina tomorrow night. I think they're favored by 25. Clemson's favored by 50 on Saturday, give or take. And then on Sunday, you've got the Carolina Panthers playing the Jets. Looks like three wins all the way around. So we'll see how that works out. 803-978-1832. On Thursdays, we do our hot seat segment. These are coaches that should be in trouble. And what I mean by in trouble is I think that by the end of this, once the season ends, these coaches will be shown the door. My list leads off with Scott Frost at Nebraska. Man, remember when he got there and everybody's like, man, Scott Frost is great. Man, you know, the only reason that they got him here is because he's coming home. Sort of like the whole thing with Shane Beamer. Shane Beamer's coming home. He wants to be here. Scott Frost wants to be at Nebraska. Yeah, he's going to want a moving truck. He point blank said at one of his press conferences the other day, I think it was it after the, this is last week, after the loss to, what was it, Illinois, whoever it was, that they went into that game they were supposed to lose. He said, I've done everything that I can do. When you say that after a loss, that means to me, okay, then this is going to continue because you've done everything that you can, according to you. Please take off our shirt there. We'll give you a nice white t-shirt. You can get in a car and leave. We'll pack up your office and send it with you. That's pretty much the only thing that I get from that. I don't understand why a coach would say that unless he just truly is beat. I mean, seriously. Also on the list, I like him a lot, but Dino Babers at Syracuse. I think by the end of the season, he'll still be on the list of coaches that's going to possibly be going somewhere else. And also in the ACC, I think that there's the other coach that's probably going to be shown the door is, hold on, I've got it in my notes here. Oh, I went with my SEC coaches, by the way. I think Ed Orgeron's completely on the hot seat at LSU. We kind of talked about that earlier with Tyler Crowder. The heat down there is getting a little bit hotter, and especially the 20,000 fans that went to that game out at UCLA, and they lost. Go Bucks says, if you listen to Clemson fans, Tony Elliott after the first game. I think that's just so far-fetched and just not fair. I mean, the Clemson offense has been really good. Now, you can lean that on. They've had the all-time leading rusher in Travis Etienne. You can lean that on. They had Trevor Lawrence, and, hey, that's great too. But I know he didn't have the absolute best showing in his first game, but DJ Uiagalelei is supposed to be a great quarterback. You just got to give respect to that Georgia defense for what they did to him, but he's going to be a good quarterback, but we'll see. We shall see on that. Jim Harbaugh at Michigan, is he going to be a guy that goes? We shall see. Justin online says he's angry right now. He heard Alabama players is taking it easy for Mercer this week, and Mercer won this past week 69-0 against Alabama. Better not take it easy. Saturday, it's going to be a long day. I think he's just being silly. Got to slow down with all of that. I have loved here the first couple weeks of reaction where the first reaction from the week, and it's like, hey, this happened and this guy needs to go. Everybody wants to win absolutely right now. Right now. Hollis online says Coach O and possibly Mike Leach. You know, the sad thing is that I think if you go and you check out a message board for Mississippi State, I think there's a lot of them that are really on the camp that Coach Leach is all right. You know, he's no Dan Mullen, but he's all right. We'll have to see how that works out for there. But I go with Syracuse in the Syracuse's coach, Dino Babers. I think his seat is hot in the ACC. The same thing goes for in the SEC with Coach Orgeron. But, man, they're going to pay $24 million for him not to coach. In addition to, people seem to forget, they've got two more seasons where they're paying Bo Pelini $2.4 million to not coach the defense there. Now, most LSU fans will tell you, well, he wasn't really coaching the defense when he was here. That might be valid. Some of the other comments from online, Go Bucks says Manny Diaz. I don't know, man. It seems like if you look at the recruiting rankings and the fans haven't completely turned on him. Oh, by the way, the other ACC coach that I was missing earlier is Satterfield up at Louisville. We had a caller earlier this week that said, we are done with Coach Satterfield. The Satterfield experience is not working. It's not working at all. Nick online says, how quickly will the crowd turn against Beamer if they lose this weekend? I think we got to slow down on that. If they go to East Carolina and they drop that game, it's just slow down. I don't think they're going to go out there and be embarrassed by East Carolina. I don't think East Carolina is going to come out and do what Ole Miss did to South Carolina last year or what Kentucky did to them at the end of the season. But the reality is that Shane Beamer needs some time. You got to slow down with all that. There were some rumors online that, oh, he has to win this game. And Beamer said, hey, the big thing is winning week two. Wow. Be great to see Shane Beamer once he gets some of the talent there that he needs. And South Carolina, they're making some moves on the recruiting trail. It's just all about building that foundation there. All right, we'll take your calls this afternoon at 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832. That is the number to call. You want to join us here on The Rundown? We'll take your calls when we come back on Fox Sports Radio 1400. Welcome back to The Rundown on Fox Sports Radio 1400 around the world on the iHeartRadio app. Hollis online agrees with me about the stuff I said about Dave Clawson at Wake Forest. I think that he's a guy that, you know, once he gets some, he's going to go somewhere else. And it's just, yeah. I mean, a guy that I think is completely underutilized. So Yeah, it's going to be somebody should pick him up. And then, of course, Jamie Chadwell down at Coastal. And they have like – it's like an innovative type offense they have down there. I think Willie Korn's the offensive coordinator. Jimmy says online, Buddy Pough said in his presser that he wished Clemson had won last week. Yeah, I'm sure Dabo Swinney would have said the same thing too. I don't think it matters, though. And it's no disrespect to the Bulldogs, but, you know, they're a team that Clemson's going to roll through on Saturday. 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832. Some of the intriguing matchups that we'll have our picks for tomorrow, NC State at Mississippi State. Also, and that's one that you look at it and there's a couple of things, not giving away my pick, but NC State likes to run the ball a little bit. Mississippi State quietly has a pretty good run defense. NC State has those two great linebackers. Should be a great, interesting matchup there, to be honest with you. Also, Utah at BYU. Utah's a 7-point favorite there. Can they go up there and get snake bit? We'll see how that works out. Texas A&M playing at Colorado. They're a 17-point favorite. Iowa at Iowa State. That might be the game of the weekend. 3.5-point spread there for the Cyclones. Washington at Michigan. You know, Washington lost a game to Montana. And now they're going to Michigan. But Michigan's only favored by 5 points. Another ACC-SEC matchup, Pitt playing at Tennessee. We'll see how that rolls out there. Josh Heupel looking for his first big Power 5 win there. Texas at Arkansas. You know, the Sam Pittman looking for a big win and kind of a welcome to the SEC. If I were Sam Pittman, that's exactly what I would say. The post-game handshake, welcome to the SEC, as I went off the field. Sarkisian might throw something at him. And then Oregon at Ohio State. Ohio State's favored by 14 here. We'll get into our pick on that tomorrow. But still, that's a great matchup as well. Also, we'll have all of our picks tomorrow against the spread, as I said. We might do some NFL games. Tonight, the start of the NFL season. Yes, start of the NFL season tonight, Cowboys and Buccaneers. Ugh. I'll watch it, but I don't know, man. You ever get the feeling with Tom Brady that he's like in his, I don't know how old Tom Brady is now, way old. He's out there trying to play the young man's game where he's in his 40s. There's guys that are playing that are basically almost half his age that are out there. You're just afraid he's going to get hit and, I don't know, old man juice is going to go flying everywhere. Just worry about Tom Brady and his matchup. It's going to be crazy. But he's still making plays. Still making plays. Went up and beat my Packers in Green Bay. Yeah, last season. Sent them down the road. Jimmy Online says the Cowboys are a train wreck. Yeah? I don't think they're going to be any good until Jerry Jones stops being the general manager of the team. And as long as he's breathing, he's going to be the general manager. So we'll see how that works out there. Go Bucks says Brady was dating their moms. Ouch. That's harsh. Anyway, I'll watch some of the NFL season opener tonight. I can get into that. So we do have, of course, the feature matchup here is South Carolina and East Carolina playing in Greenville on Saturday. The line's all over the place. Some places it's South Carolina -3. Other places it's East Carolina -3. It's moving around. The Clemson game is basically a 5 o'clock beatdown for SC State. Got the other matchups that we talked about, but, you know, other than those, man, it's after the first weekend, you know, there's not like a whole quality set of big-time matchups. Next weekend, though, it does get kind of serious, though, because if I remember correctly, there is a big matchup in the following weekend when you've got Alabama going on the road to Florida. That's a tough way to go. We'll know all we need to know about the Florida Gators right then. So, you know, looking ahead to next week, very, very interesting matchup. You've also got Auburn going on the road to Penn State. Is Bo Nix for real? We will find out. So I'm already getting jacked up for the following week's games, and we haven't even played this week's set yet. But you do have those two SEC-ACC matchups. Those are kind of fun, especially this early in the season. Normally you don't have those. It's almost like you have them at the end of the season and kind of rivalry game matchups, but you're getting a mid-season. So we'll see how that works, man. Brady loves him some Subway. Thank you, Jimmy. 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832. If you want to call up and tell us what your favorite matchup is this weekend, or if you want to talk about South Carolina, are they going to, what are they going to do at quarterback? You know, Coach Beamer's like, yeah, I'm not really telling you guys anything, which was kind of different, you know? And it wasn't like he was saying it in a distasteful way. It was just like, I don't know if he really knows or not, or if he's just trying to make Coach Houston up at East Carolina prepare for everything. But he mentioned, you know, it could be Luke Doty. It could be Zeb Nolan. It could be DeCarrion Joyner. I was like, huh, okay. Still a very interesting comment from Shane Beamer on the quarterbacks.
Don't know why I would. I'm sure Coach Houston would love that, and he knows. I mean, he's got to get ready for DeCarrion Joyner, and he's got to. They've got to get ready for Luke Doty and Zeb, and you know, we do a lot of different things offensively. So no. And guys, I'm not going to come in there on Tuesday and tell you who the starting quarterback is. So you don't need to waste time asking questions about who the quarterback is going to be and what the reps look like, because I'm not getting into it.
Not really testy there from Coach Beamer, but hey, he's putting out there, yeah, I'm not telling you guys anything. We do know that the East Carolina quarterback is special, and he can put up some numbers, even though they're 0-1 on the season. All right, Clemson Sports Talk with the czar of Clemson Sports, Lawton Swann, is next.
Stop looking at me, Swan.
Oh, by the way, my pick tonight, I forgot. I'm taking the Cowboys to cover the 8 points. There you go. Just if you're into that kind of thing. I'm going with the Cowboys to cover the 8. Tom Brady will get it done. They'll get it done late. Anyway.
Stop looking at me, Swan.
Yeah, Lawton Swann of Clemson Sports Talk is next. He is the czar of Clemson Sports. Follow him at Clemson Sports and, of course, ClemsonSportsTalk.com. He used to be a guy that would actually grace us with his presence in the studio. Now he just stays at Swanee Castle. He sits there in his tower with the alligators around the moat, and he broadcasts to you from the Kingdom of Lexington right there in Swanee Castle. He's a pretty good guy if you can get him away from the house, though. Anyway, be sure to check out his show, Clemson Sports Talk. My podcast will be up of this show if you missed some of it. Don't worry. It's like DVR on the radio. Check it out whenever you want. It's at Rob Sounds Good, wherever you get your favorite podcast. All right, so I'm taking Cowboys plus 8 tonight. I like that number. We will see you guys tomorrow. Thanks for checking us out on the Rundown here on Fox Sports Radio 1400.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.